We'll be back next Monday night at 6:30 with an Outsources show produced here at KGNU. Our topic, implications of this week's local and state elections for the queer community and prospects for 2020, both locally and nationally.
It is 7 o'clock here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. 7 o'clock on a Monday evening means it's time for the Opera Box.
Support comes from BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org, reminding the community that health plan open enrollment is currently ongoing. Boulder County Health Coverage guides are available to help protect yourself and your family. Appointments can be scheduled on Saturday, November 16th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the St. Vrain Community Hub, 1515 Kaufman Street in Longmont. More information is available at BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org.
Good evening and welcome in the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, my playlist includes staged performances in opera, operas in operas, where an opera or play is performed in the opera as part of the larger plot, such as Adriana's recital of Phaedra from Adriana Le Couvreur.
Credi tu che curante di tese ho la fama di svelargli non osi l'orrendo mio dramma che mentire mi lasci.
And I've got other examples by Richard Strauss, Johann Strauss, Ambroise Thomas, and Ruggiero Leoncavallo. The fun begins when you join me now in the Opera Box.
Vendicare
The famous actress Adriana Lecouvreur recites the recapitulation scene from the Greek tragedy Phaedra for the people at a social gathering. In that soliloquy, Phaedra admits she's been deceitful, and as Adriana recites the speech, she looks right at her rival, the duplicitous Princess of Bouillon. From Adriana Lecouvreur by Francesco Solea, we heard Renata Scotto in that performance with James Levine conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. 5.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU. And I've got a program with a playlist that highlights operas within operas. I think the most famous play within a play has to be the play within Hamlet. Shakespeare lovers will remember that Hamlet arranges for a play to be performed before the entire court, instructing the actors to perform the death of old King Gonzago. But he has them show the king being murdered in his sleep, with poison being poured into his ear. Hamlet believes his father was murdered in just that way by his uncle Claudius. In Ambroise Thomas' opera, Hamlet, the actors parade in, and he narrates as they mime. Hamlet's uncle bursts into anger at the murder scene, and Hamlet accuses him of killing his father, to the horror of the court.
Thank you. l'instant. Fixez vos regards sur le roi, et si vous le voyez pâlir, dites-le moi.
Voyez-vous pas, il insulte le ciel, il brave.
King Claudius erupts into anger while watching a play that mimics the murder of Hamlet's father, and Hamlet accuses Claudius of that murder. From Hamlet by Ambroise Thomas. In that recording, we heard Thomas Hampson as Hamlet, and Antonio de Almeida conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra and the Ambrosian Singers. It's just 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadel, and I've got a playlist of plays and operas within operas. And one of the great examples is a play in the opera where the audience in the opera thinks the actors are acting, but we know that the players are not acting. This scene from Leoncavallo's I Pagliacci, The Clowns. In that opera, Canio is the leader of an acting troupe, and he suspects his wife Netta of having an affair. He came home unexpectedly, just as she called out to someone, "I will always be yours." Well, at the end of the opera, they're performing in front of an audience, and Netta is on stage. From backstage, Canio hears her say those same words. He enters the stage to the applause of the audience, but soon breaks character, demanding the name of her lover. When she calls him a foolish clown, the audience at first thinks that's part of the play. Canio coldly declares, "No, I'm no clown," and grabs her by the throat. To make it seem like it's part of the play, she fakes a scream, but the audience begins to sense something is really wrong. Canio takes a knife from the table and stabs Netta, and this time her scream is for real. Netta's lover, Silvio, is in the audience, and he runs to the stage, but Canio stabs him too. Looking out at the audience, Canio declares, "The comedy is finished."
Oh! È finita!
Canio murders his wife on stage in front of the horrified audience. From I Pagliacci, The Clowns by Ruggero Leoncavallo. We heard Luciano Pavarotti as Canio, Teresa Stratus was Netta, and James Levine conducted the New York Metropolitan Opera Orchestra in a live recording. It is 28 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel, and I've got a playlist of operas with operas and plays within opera. But be sure to stay with me after the Opera Box. I'll be your host from 8 to 10 o'clock with a Classic Monday, completing my series of program music playlists. And tonight's theme is literature. When we return, we'll get a play and an opera in the same opera.
Support comes from No Credits Productions, presenting Destination Freedom, a live performance and radio series. Performances include The Dark Legend of Detroit Blue, October 15th, The Tale of the Bullet, October 22nd, Enrique's Journey, Part 1 and 2, November 5th and 12th. Tickets and more information available at nocredits.com.
Richard Strauss' opera Ariadne auf Naxos is about a commissioned opera. A wealthy bourgeois gentleman in Vienna has planned a lavish evening for his friends. After dinner, there'll be a dance, followed by an opera and fireworks to end the evening. The dramatic opera is supposed to be about Ariadne, who, according to myth, was abandoned by her lover Theseus on the island of Naxos. The play is supposed to be a burlesque comedy with dancing, featuring the spicy and quick-witted Zerbinetta. Well, while the actors and singers and dancers and composer are making preparations, the major domo comes in to tell them that the dinner is running late and the two performances must be done before the fireworks. Therefore, they must perform both the comedy and the opera seria simultaneously. No one likes the idea, but they've all been well paid. So, the opera within the opera begins, with Ariadne bemoaning her fate. There once was a beautiful thing, she says, called Theseus and Ariadne. Without Theseus, she longs for death.
Thank you.
Ariadne, abandoned on the island of Naxos by her lover Theseus, wants to die rather than live without him. From Richard Strauss, Ariadne of Naxos. We heard Leontine Price as Ariadne with Georg Schulte conducting the London Philharmonic. Well, because the performers have to perform the burlesque and the opera seria at the same time, Ariadne's tragedy is used as an opportunity for a comedy. Zerbinetta approaches Ariadne and confides in her woman to woman. What woman hasn't known faithless men? The best way to get over a broken heart is to go find another man. And in a sort of bawdy aria of staggering and flowery technical difficulty, as you're going to hear, Zerbinetta explains how she often has a man waiting in the wings. She is unfaithful while she's being faithful.
Thank you.
The spicy actress Zerbinetta tries to bring Ariadne out of her depression by recommending that she find a new lover to forget her heartache, from Ariadne auf Naxos, music of Richard Strauss. And we heard the great Edita Gruborova as Zerbinetta in that incredibly difficult aria, and Georg Schulte conducted the London Philharmonic Orchestra. It is 13 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU, and I've got a playlist of operas and plays in operas, and I'm going to conclude tonight's program with another opera featuring a night of lavish dining and entertainment, Die Fledermaus, The Bat. Now, the plot of the comedy The Bat is pretty farcical. A well-off gentleman was sentenced to a week in jail for insulting a town official, and he contrives to get out of jail and spend one evening at a lavish costume ball hosted by the somewhat androgynous Prince Orlovsky. Well, this gentleman's wife and the jailer both believe that he's in jail, and the wife is also invited to the ball, so she goes. wearing her own costume. Well, mistaken identities and flirtations ensue, but it's all in good fun. It is the custom at such parties to have guests perform for the others. And in the 1960 Decca recording, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, the record company had several of their biggest stars come in to record cameo performances. They got to choose any song to sing, and it was all recorded as if they were there and part of the evening's festivities. It's fun to hear these great opera stars singing I Could Have Danced All Night, Summertime, and Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better.
Champagne aufs Skoll. Wir sehen Sie hier mit großer Freude.
Oh, vielen Dank. Ich bin auch sehr glücklich, hier zu sein heute Abend.
Und was werden Sie für uns singen?
Oh, ich habe gedacht, nur ein altes Wienerlied zu singen.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light, but I don't set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep at night.
Willkommen, Leontine Preis. Welch schöne Arie singen Sie für uns?
Kennen Sie Sommerzeit von Gershwin?
Gershwin, aber Gershwin ist noch nicht einmal geboren.
Ich singe es trotzdem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prince.
Reverenza.
Ah, noch maskierte Gäste?
We shall all have to guess who they are.
My dear, vogliamo fare uno scherzo a questi signori?
Sì, ma quale?
Per esempio, noi potremmo cantare quel duetto. Ti ricordi? È intitolato... Quale? Anna prende il fucile.
Ah, me lo ricordo più?
Ma te lo ricordi, l'abbiamo fatto diverse volte. Poi guarda, noi possiamo provarlo a cantare questa volta in inglese.
Ma non lo so in inglese.
Tu lo sai in inglese perché l'abbiamo studiato insieme. Vogliamo provare?
Oh, povera me, proviamo pure.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can shoot a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese. And you know you can reach, I can go higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
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 My dear Giulietta, your English is wonderful.
Yes. Thank you very much, my darling, very kind. Sfido qualsiasi americano inglese a capire in che lingua canto.
Maybe Chinese.
Anything you can buy, I can buy cheap. I can buy you anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
2 lire.
I beg your pardon, Giulietta. How much did you say?
I said 2 lire.
Ma cosa puoi comprare con 2 lire?
Popcorn.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can sing anything softer than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can dream a little faster than a flicker.
I can drink it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe.
We not be cool.
Sure.
That's what I thought. You crook.
And you know you can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any longer than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Oh, the guests at a costume ball entertaining each other from the opera Fledermaus, The Bat. In that recording, we actually heard the great Birgit Nilsson singing I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady. Leontine Price sang Summertime from Porgy and Bess. And at the end there, Giulietta Simeonato and Ettore Bastianini sang Anything You Can Do from Annie, Get Your Gun. Well, we're coming up on 8 o'clock, about a minute and a half now from 8 o'clock. This is your host, Ron Nadel. I want to thank you for joining me in the Opera Box for tonight's fun program of Operas in Operas. I'll be back again next week, but right now, stay tuned for a Classic Monday. We're coming up on 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
After a while, hanging onto a vehicle you can't drive feels more like being stuck in a dream where you try to run but can't. Rather than hit snooze for another year, why not donate that car, truck, or other vehicle to KGNU and wake up to the sound of free pickup? Call 303-449-4885 or go to kgnu.org to donate your vehicle.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Save Home Heat Company, providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems, proudly serving the Boulder-Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com.
Support comes from No Credits Productions, presenting Destination Freedom, a live performance and radio series. Performances include The Dark Legend of Detroit Blue, October 15th, The Tale of the Bullet, October 22nd, Enrique's Journey, Part 1 and 2, November 5th and 12th. Tickets and more information available at nocredits.com.
Well, good evening and welcome again to A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadel, and I want to tell you a story. Well, actually, I want to play you some stories. And tonight, I'm going to complete my series on tone poems with the 30th program of the series and music illustrating classic works of literature, such as this music from Hari Janos by Zoltan Kodály. I've also got music of Aaron Copland, Rafe Vaughan Williams, Richard Strauss, and Peter Menon. You won't even have to read the books if you join me now for A Classic Monday. The Entrance of the Emperor and His Court, from Hari Janos, Suite, music by the Hungarian composer Zoltan Kodály. Hari Janos is a military veteran who likes to regale his friends and neighbors with tall tales of his accomplishments. In that recording, we heard Gerard Schwartz conducting the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. It's 3.5 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU. And I'm your host, Ron Nadel, and tonight I have a program of music inspired by and illustrating great works of literature. This next one brings to life the character and exploits of Don Quixote. I think most people have heard of the famous novel, Don Quixote of La Mancha, written by Miguel Cervantes in the early 1600s. The novel relates the exploits of Alonso Quijano. He read so many books on chivalry, he sort of lost his mind and fantasized that he is a knight. He's insane and doesn't see the world as it really is, and fixated by certain ideals, he goes on many adventures, accompanied by his squire, the portly Sancho Panza. Cervantes' book was intended as a satiric criticism of thoughtless chauvinism, and the novel gave birth to the adjective quixotic. Richard Strauss was 33 when he wrote his tone poem, Don Quixote, in 1897. It's a kind of concerto for viola and